Hi everyone. Hi family. Wow. Where's the Busan people? Repeat after me. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, come on. Hello, my name is Tine and I'm an active leader at New Philly, Busan. I was born and raised in South Africa and yeah, I will share my testimony to you today. Before coming to New Philly, I was living a radical life just for God. I had my life planned out for me. I will graduate, I will move to Mozambique, serve the orphans, live in my shack, nature all around, you know, just me, Jesus, and the orphans. That was me. Like, what more can I ask for, you know? This was me 2 years ago before God used my student loans as a ticket to get me here to Korea. But to get a better picture, we should rewind a little bit. My parents got divorced in my senior year of high school. After married for 19 years, my whole life fell apart, and for the first time, I was awoken in rejection and abandonment. I was hurt and felt pain like never before. By God's grace, 3 years after my parents got divorced, I met this amazing man, Jesus. And he radically changed my life and set me free from bitterness, anger, and hurt. But ever since walking with Jesus, there was always this hope, this dream deep inside of me that God will reunite my parents and that we will be a big, happy family at the end. This was what my heart longed for, family. So here I was walking with this hole in my heart, and I didn't dare telling people about this unrealistic hope. But soon I learned that my understanding of family was so small compared to what God had for me. I remember my first service at New Philly, Busan. The boldness, the realness, the honesty, no fear of men whatsoever. Pastor Caleb and Mina just sharing their hearts with so much compassion towards the people. It was my first time, I will not mention names, that a pastor cried at the pulpit so boldly, so real, and so continuously. Yeah. And there I saw the missing piece that was in my heart. Holy Spirit started to fill my heart with what God meant to fill it with, a spiritual family. As my journey at New Philly began, I stepped into a covenant relationship with this community. God made it clear to me through my leaders and the saints of this house, He wanted to set me free. It was like my eyes opened for the first time. I started realizing things that I was believing, things I was seeing, and things I never was aware of that kept me from walking as a true daughter of the living God. As soon I realized I was living in such insecurity, self-hatred, and blindness to how God truly made me. I was holding on to so much rejection. I hated the way I looked, and I would avoid mirrors or just close my eyes walking past them. I saw myself as this ugly girl that would never be beautiful, never be wanted, never be loved by anyone. And God was bringing these things to the surface, and it was very difficult and scary. And during this process, God also led me to surrender my dream. This desire I had so deep down in me that it was so part of me to serve the orphans, to be a father to the fatherless, He asked me to surrender that. And to simply just follow Him without having any idea or picture how my future would look like. And only trusting Him, fixing my eyes on Him. This surrender was maybe the most difficult thing I did in my entire life. As I was walking in total surrender and acknowledging my need for change under the covering of New Philly, God started to powerfully heal my heart and my life. When you're surrounded by the family of God, by people truly devoted to Jesus, man, Holy Spirit will take you to the root of things. So God took me to the root, the source of all these feelings and rejections, insecurities, and self-hatred. It all came down the day when my dad abandoned us. After divorce, he remarried and he refused my sister, brother, and I into his new family. After 4 months of my dad continuously just giving us excuse upon excuse why we couldn't come over to visit or just to see him and meet his new family, I decided, as the oldest daughter, to put my foot down and meet with them. I thought by myself, no, Tine, you just believing a lie, your dad loves you. They maybe just, they want to have some, you know, new time together, newlywed. I don't know. But on that day, my dad told me that he loved me, but that things are changed and that we are not a family anymore. And he told me that I should let go of the past because he had his new family. We wouldn't be able to live with him because they just didn't want children living with them anymore. The time of providing, taking care, cleaning after kids was done. My dad told us that whenever we wanted to come and visit, we would just meet at a cafe or we need a bed to sleep in. He will find a guest house for us. These words pierced through my heart. I had no response and tears just keep running down. God revealed this route to me through my small group leader, Kelly Cobbler. Yeah. I realized that as a believer, I was living in an orphan spirit without even realizing it. It had become a way of living for me. I was a strong believer with a desire burning inside of me, this calling to serve the orphans, but yet I myself was still living as an orphan. But God orchestrated my healing through this community. Through people that manifested the Father's heart with anointing, purity, and sincerity. He wanted to show me his heart through them. God brought these things to the surface, and I started acknowledging the pain and giving it to God and allowing my small group leader and the brothers and sisters in this house to speak into them. Through powerful prayers, rebuking the lies I so easily believed, I came to a point where Jesus led me in total forgiveness for my dad. I could take the first step to start our relationship again. It was God's grace. During this time, my small group had been praying and fasting, contending for our families. And after a couple of months, I received an email from my dad wishing me a happy birthday. And I scrolled down. And he told me that he was sorry for the hurt and pain he caused me and my sister and my brother. And that every tear I cried, he cried as well. Yeah. So even though the circumstances didn't change, God changed my heart, pouring out the Father's love in me. Through his saints, through his family, right here. And through a simple email, God revealed how much he loved my dad. And I could finally talk to my dad, reach out to him without seeing or feeling any of the pain, hurt he caused me, my sister, and my brother. Yeah. Not just that, but through this community, God established me in the truth of who I am in him. And for the first time in years, I could see myself how God sees me. I could feel how he feels about me, and it was glorious, and it was beautiful, and it was wonderful. praise God. This didn't just happen overnight. It has taken 2 glorious years. So remember the dream I told you about serving the orphans? By being established in his family and in sonship and covering with me fully, God directed me and gave me opportunities to serve the orphans without me even trying or striving. So after a year of surrendering my dream, I received a blessing of my campus pastors to meet Pastor James and Sky, who are the leaders of Jerusalem Ministry and are raising up committed Christian volunteers for the orphanage of Seoul. So I went up for training, and God just started opening up supernatural doors to serve at the orphans at Busan. For 60 years, no foreigners had ever served at this specific orphanage, but they welcomed me in with open arms. When they learned about the heart of Jerusalem through our sister, beautiful sister G. Lee, that's also a staff member, and she's my connection and my translator, I'm now committed to 4 beautiful children at this orphanage, and ranging from 2 to 5 year old. And I'm committed to pour out God's love and Father's heart to them and really establish them in their true identity. Yeah. God is growing me. He strengthened me and He established me in my calling so that I won't just lean on my own passion and my good desires, but instead will truly have His heart, His love, and His compassion toward the orphans. So all of this illustrates the reality that Christ is present in the world in the form of His church, His body, all His saints together, the children all together as one. And I want to thank each one of you personally, Pastor Christian, Pastor Aaron, Pastor Mina, Pastor Caleb. I want to call you out by name, each one of you, but I realize it will take forever and no one has time for that. But now that, and I just want you to know that whether you had a conversation with me, greeted me, or just, you know, nodded at me, you played a significant role in my testimony. God showed me that being in a church is not just about believing, but belonging. Yeah, and I have found where I belong. Yeah. I want to close my testimony by sharing my, and reading my favorite verse. It's Psalm 68, verse 4 to 6. And yeah, I just want to declare this over our house and over just Korea, North Korea as well. Sing to God, sing praises to His name. Lift up a song to Him who rides through the desert. His name is the Lord, exalt before Him. Father of the fatherless, protector of widows, is God in His holy habitation. God settled the solitary in home. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity. Amen. Thank you guys. Love you. Love all of you. Thank you.